Is that a sneak peek of our new cartoon, which is going to be launched in the month of Ramadan? In honor of the 15th of Sha'ban, the birthday of Imam Mahdi, and the day that Islamic Pulse was launched, here are 10 amazing views of Imam Khamenei, leader of the Islamic Revolution, when it comes to Imam Mahdi. Number 1. False ideas of Imam Mahdi must be avoided. There are many ahadith when it comes to Imam Mahdi and the signs of his reappearance. As with any ahadith, there are strong ones and weak ones, some can be misunderstood and some can be misinterpreted. Imam Khamenei says, one of the great dangers regarding the issue of Mahdawiyah is unscholarly, ignorant, and undocumented activities based on fantasies and delusions, which will prepare the way for false claimants and will cause people to drift away from the genuine essence of waiting. These ahadith, because let's face it, they are very exciting and they can give you chills reading about them, especially when you compare them to the modern world and the geopolitical climate that we see unraveling around us, it can be a huge temptation to revel in them. But this potentially stops us from progressing. Instead of recognizing that the return and the zuhur of Imam Mahdi could happen at any moment, whenever Allah wills it to, we end up saying, oh, you know what, such and such sign hasn't come true yet, I'll just wait a little longer. Of all the signs, there are 5 which are definite, and we have alluded to them in this video with Sheikh Bahmanpour. Number 2. Belief in Imam Mahdi does not mean that you sit idly. A lot of people have this belief that since Imam Mahdi is coming to resolve all the problems of the world, we can just sit and relax until he gets here. Now, they might not spell out that this is what they actually believe, but their actions speak louder than their words. They don't do anything. And we've covered this in more detail in this video. You can also check out this one and this one. And don't forget these. Imam Khamenei says, this is like avoiding to turn on the lights in dark nights because the sun will come out the next day and lighten everywhere up. Why are you turning on the light? Don't you believe that the sun is going to rise tomorrow? Unfortunately, this is the illogical concept held by not only many laymen, but also many scholars. Look, that old lady has fallen over.
Oh, my aching bones.
I'm not going to help her until Imam Mahdi comes back. Oh look, that village has no clean water to drink. Maybe we should help them.
No, no, no.
Imam Mahdi will sort them out. Similarly, Yemen and Palestine are being bombed. I won't do anything until Imam Mahdi comes back. This entire mentality, according to Imam Khamenei, makes no sense. Back in 1997, he said, it is nonsensical to say Imam Mahdi will come and do the work. What is your duty today then? What should you do today? You should prepare the ground so His Excellency can come and act in the prepared grounds. It is impossible to start from scratch. You see, there are certain hadith which seem to suggest that any uprising that happens before the advent of Imam Mahdi is illegitimate. Certain people, not understanding the context of such a hadith, got confused. Unfortunately, there are people even today who hold the opinion that if one starts a campaign or raises the banner of justice to try and bring about a positive change, that that is somehow going against the teachings of Islam, and such a banner and flag ought to be burned. Imam Khamenei explains that the reality is, a group of people had heard at the beginning of Islam, at the time of the Imams, that Imam Mahdi will come and fill the world with justice, and they claim to be Imam Mahdi themselves. If someone raises such a flag, it is to be burnt. This does not mean that people should not oppose tyranny, or that people should not fight or rise up to form a divine and Islamic community based on the principles set by Imam Ali alayhi salam. Islam has always been a religion of movement, of progress, of growth, and resistance. Which brings us on nicely to number 3, Imam Mahdi's movement is a continuation. The battle between good and evil, truth and falsehood, has existed from the beginning, and Imam Mahdi will complete it. Imam Khamenei explains that the sacred existence of Imam Mahdi is a continuation of the movement of divine prophets and their calls since the beginning of history till today. As you read in the Nutbah supplication, there is a related and attached sequence in the history of mankind since the time of Adam till the last prophet, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, followed by his successors and his progeny reaching Imam Mahdi. This means the great movement of the prophets and the divine calls by the prophets have never stopped throughout history. And while that might seem obvious to many of the believers, a lot of Muslims still do not understand. The Islamic Revolution and the socio-political developments we see happening in the world today are all building up to the final establishment and government of Imam al-Mahdi. Everything is building up to the great finale of the human race, Imam Khamenei says. Today, the advances in intellectualism, civilization, and wisdom, human societies have come to comprehend many of the teachings of the prophets which were not understandable for them tens of centuries ago. The topics of justice, freedom, human dignity, etc., which are popular in the world today, were originally raised by the prophets. At the time of the prophets, the masses of the people could not comprehend these concepts. The fact that the prophets were sent consecutively and their message spread has made these thoughts inherent in the people's minds, hearts, and nature, generation after generation. Those messengers of Allah have not stopped their succession. Imam Mahdi assures the succession of the honorable messengers of Allah. That is, you can see the call of Abraham, Moses, Jesus, the call by all the prophets and redeemers sent by God, and the call by Prophet Muhammad represented in Imam Mahdi. His Excellency is the heir of all of them and holds their flag, inviting the world to the same teachings that the prophets have brought over time and have offered to humanity. Number 4. Everyone wants to keep Imam Mahdi to themselves. I'm Shia, he's mine. I'm Sunni, he's mine. But the reality is that Imam Mahdi is coming not only for Shias and Sunnis, but for all of humanity. And Imam Khamenei highlights this beautifully. The promise of a bright future for humanity and the arrival of a promised savior for promoting justice are universal beliefs that are shared by almost all divine religions across the world. Apart from Islam, Christianity and Judaism, even Hindu faiths and Buddhism, and other religions that most people have not even heard about, have informed their followers of such a future in their teachings. There is a reality in the creation of man and in the long history of humanity. And that reality is that one day the battle between good and evil is going to result in the defeat of evil and the victory of good. This is a fact that is shared by all religions. Number 5. Some people think that the uprising of Imam Mahdi is synonymous with Qiyamah, the Day of Judgment. They actually fear the return of Imam Mahdi because they think it means the end of the world. But according to Imam Khamenei, the return of Imam Mahdi is not the end per se, but the very beginning of a new era. He says, if we want to provide a comparison, we should say that this is like a traveler or a caravan that is passing through difficult bends and turns, difficult passages, mountains, valleys, swamps, and scrublands in order to reach a specific point. Where is this point? This point is a freeway, an important road, and an open and smooth path. All the things that we witness throughout the history of humanity are a movement on the same difficult paths, in the same bends and turns, in the same scrublands and swamps and the like. Humanity is constantly taking this path in order to reach a freeway. This freeway is the era of Mahdawiyah. It is the era of the reappearance of Imam Mahdi. It is not the case that when we reach there, a sudden movement is launched and then it comes to an end. This is not the case. That point is a path. In fact, it should be said that humanity's main and ideal life begins from that point. Which brings us on to Imam Mahdi will fill the world with justice. Justice can be an obscure concept, especially in today's world, but look at the way that Imam Khamenei removes that obscurity. He says, the most prominent motto of Mahdawiyah involves justice. For instance, when in the Ali Yasin supplication you mention the features of His Excellency, the Savior, one of the most prominent among them is the one who will fill the earth with justice and equity just as it was filled with injustice and oppression. It is expected that he will fill all the globe, not just a specific area, with justice and establish equality everywhere. Thus, those who await the reappearance of the promised Mahdi primarily await the establishment of justice. Oppressive and tyrannical systems have always suppressed the people across the world in different manners. They have compelled humanity and have deprived the people from their natural rights. However, today, this is more severe than any time in history, and mankind is longing for the reappearance of Mahdi. Number 7. True Islamic akhlaq does not mean being passive. Many Muslims have become too soft and apologetic, even going to the point of working with Zionists in the name of interfaith dialogue.
Interfaith dialogue.
Oh, you're funding terrorism? It's okay. We love you. It's okay if you kill people. I forgive you.
Why don't you just put cream on your head, put a cherry on the top, and then say, eat me, I'm nice. Why don't you just wrap yourself in pink ribbon and then say, put me in your pocket. They think that that's the way that a Muslim is supposed to be, and so they envision Imam Mahdi to be some sort of soft, frail individual.
He's going to cooperate, he's going to be liberal.
hippies.
No, Imam Mahdi is going to have great power and strength, the likes of which the world has never seen before. And he's going to use that power and that strength to establish a just, fair, and equal society, whether the oppressive so-called superpowers like it or not. Now, some people mistakenly think that that means Imam Mahdi is going to be a domineering leader.
No.
The reality is that Imam Mahdi's government will be a popular government in the true sense of the word.
Another important lesson we should consider is that Imam Mahdi's future government is a popular, people-orientated government in all respects.
What does popular mean? It means the government relies on people's belief, willpower, and work.
Imam Mahdi won't fill the world with justice alone. Instead, he will establish the foundation of justice across the world with the help of devout masses of believers, and he will establish an entirely popular government.
At the very same time, we have to recognize that Imam Mahdi's government is not going to be like the liberal democracies like America, which flaunt the hollow slogans of freedom of speech and tolerance and diversity, while actually enslaving people's minds, bodies, and souls.
Imam Khamenei further highlights that. Nevertheless, this Imam Mahdi's popular government is utterly different from today's so-called democratic governments. What is carrying the title of democracy today is indeed the old dictatorships that is represented in new disguises, that is, the dictatorships of the groups. Even if there is competition, the competition involves the groups. So the people play no effective role. A group gains the power, and due to its political power, which grants it the authority to rule over the affairs of the country, and by abusing the power, it hoards on wealth, capital, and money. Then the group uses the money to achieve even more power. Today's democracies around the world are based on false and deceptive propaganda that beguiles the eyes and the hearts, whereas Imam Mahdi's democracy is a religious democracy, completely different from these methods.
Number 8. Now, this is a very important point, which, if we understand, will help us to recognize what's really wrong with the Muslim world today. Truly following Imam Mahdi, being his follower, striving for his cause, and loving him means to recognize his enemies and to oppose them in whatever way you can, wherever you are, Imam Khamenei says.
Humans can make an effort to raise the flag of justice, even if only in a certain area. If the nations living under pressures of oppression today can develop the hope that it is possible to fight against oppression, what will happen in the world and how the nations will awaken? The Iranian nation was once under the tyrannical Pahlavi regime's claws of despotism and had no hope. However, our magnanimous Imam Khomeini cleared the hearts from disappointment and inspired the people with hope and bravery via Islamic teachings. As a result, the people rose up and brought about a revolution. They underwent hardships, they fought, they sacrificed their lives, and they managed to fight against, uproot, and overthrow the agents of oppression and the oppressive system in this part of the world. Today, the propaganda centers of the arrogant powers in the world and the think tanks affiliated with them promote around the world the belief that no movement can counter the current oppressive order. They fight against the notions of revolution and idealism and want to convince the nations to tolerate the actual oppressive situation of the world and avoid reacting to it. They want you to think that you are powerless and that they are too powerful and that you can't make a difference. Imam Khamenei continues, "The belief in the reappearance of Imam Mahdi opposes the false and oppressive propaganda. Believing in the reappearance of Imam Mahdi, our youth, intellectuals, and nation nurture in their hearts the strong belief that the global oppressive order is going to perish. It is not permanent. It is possible to fight and resist against it."
Resisting is not only about a military confrontation. Imam Khamenei has given directions for economic resistance. You can boycott Israel. The war is a war of science, a war of education, and a war of media, the war for the mind, the soft war. It's been 4 years since Islamic Pulse was launched, and our viewership is officially not so good. Or so it would seem.
On Shia TV, we have over 1,700,000 views.
On YouTube, we're reaching around 30,000 subscribers. We've reached our landmark of 2 million views. But there's something fishy going on with the numbers. And a lot of our viewers have actually pointed this stuff out.
Facebook doesn't like us. They're limiting our reach and stopping us from promoting any content. But that's okay.
Because if the Zionists aren't bothered by you, you've got to be doing something wrong.
When our videos are being spread around through WhatsApp, it's uncountable. And because we don't restrict ourselves to just one platform, it's impossible to tell where our content is going, but it's all over the place.
And then there's a number of random channels, pages, and websites that are uploading our content independently.
Good for you, that's what it's all about.
All of our content is free for you to download, upload onto your own pages, distribute, do screenings of, whatever gets the message out there, wherever you are. As long as the content is not modified in any way, keep on fighting the good fight.
And if you're watching this right now, then you are the resistance.
It's the so-called superpower's job to limit our views, and it's our job, your job, to keep spreading the good word.
If Allah wants the message to get out, they can't stop it. And it's beginning to scare them.
Our content is being played on the streets, in classrooms, it's being projected in masjids, and it's being discussed. That's what matters most.
And we're just playing our small part from right here in the holy city of Qom.
Over a millennium ago, Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq foresaw that soon Kufa will become empty of the faithful, and knowledge will go out of Kufa as a snake goes out of its lair. Then the knowledge will appear in a land called Qom. It will become the center of knowledge and merit. No one, not even the women at home, will be unaware of the religion of God. This will be close to the time of the reappearance of our Qa'im al-Mahdi.
The world is going to change, and you have the power to change it.
Imam Khamenei has said that the Western Zionist media empire can be defeated. It is possible to make this a reality. If we all try, we can accomplish this.
Don't see yourself as separate from this cause. You are a part of it. You share our videos, if you comment, if you create a video response, whatever you do, you should have no doubts that Allah has great things in store for the Ummah. We are headed in a direction that right now would seem unimaginable. If Allah wills, the beautiful truth of Islam and the revolution of Imam Mahdi will reach the ears of everyone, whether the enemies want it or not, wherever you are. Which brings us nicely to
belief in Imam Mahdi gives one hope. Imam Khamenei says, imagine a ship in a stormy sea. If the people aboard the ship believe that there is no land around their ship within thousands of miles, and that they have limited food and water reserves and limited means for movement, what would they do? Can you imagine that they would take any actions at all to move the ship forward?
No,
because they think their death is inevitable. They have no hope to take any measures. What will make people act and move is the beacon and power of hope. Believing in the promised Mahdi will fill the hearts with the beacon of hope. For us, who believe in the definite reappearance of Imam Mahdi, the hopelessness that has afflicted many intellectuals around the world makes no sense. We hold that it is possible to change the oppressive systems of the world, and that in the future, this is not only possible, but will definitely happen.
And finally, number 10.
The reappearance is near.
We can zoom in and read the ahadith in their intricacies, and we can also zoom out and look at the condition of the people of the world. There's a lot of oppression taking place, but at the same time, if we just look at the progression in thought that the human race has made in just the past 30 years, it's nigh miraculous.
Imam Khamenei says, we have approached the time of the reappearance of the Mahdi, Imam of our time. May our souls be sacrificed for him, the true beloved one of mankind, because our wisdom has progressed. Presently, the mind of humankind is ready to understand, to learn, and to know, undoubtedly, that a lofty human will come to save them from the burden of oppression and tyranny. The exact effort that all the prophets made, the exact promise that the Prophet of Islam has made to people via the Quranic verse and relieves them of their burdens and shackles that were upon them, is expressed. The hand of divine power can make this dream of humankind come true through a heavenly human, a divine human, a human connected to worlds of mystery, spirituality, and worlds that are not understandable to short-sighted humans like us.
Stay tuned, because the best is yet to come.